You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
For many blind and partially sighted people, getting real-world, practical experience in the workplace can be a challenge. RNIB's See Work Differently work placement scheme aims to help people enter employment or return to work following a career break. I'm joined now by Mike Werdingham, Head of Policy for RNIB, Hadija Raza, RNIB Policy Lead, and Abire Helen Jumbo, currently on a See Work Differently placement as a Policy Assistant with RNIB. Thanks all for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Well, Mike, what is RNIB's See Work Differently programme and how do placements work?
It's a programme which supports blind and partially sighted people to gain employment and be upskilled in real-world placement. And for us, it's been really a useful way for us to connect with talented and brilliant blind and partially sighted people like Abire, who can come to us and offer their skills and talents to our team, and we can at the same time offer them experience and upskilling in areas which they might need experience with.
And Mike, why did the policy and campaigns team want to take part in the See Work Differently programme?
Well, it's something that really resonates with our work, and it's obvious opportunity to connect with other blind and partially sighted people and give that kind of richness of experience to our team, offer capacity in a time where things can be challenging because there's always so much for us to do. But also, you know, someone like Abire has such skills in research and an understanding of the issues facing blind and partially sighted people, that it's a really great fit for our way of and our need and desire to include blind and partially sighted people in every way we work and to get those skills and tapped into our team.
Abire, you're on a placement as a policy assistant. How did you find out about the See Work Differently programme and what made you want to take part initially?
Yeah, I find it very exciting and rewarding. So, I've learned a lot. It's been such a wonderful experience. So why I joined the See Work Differently placement program, I've been out of school for a while after my postgraduate, and it's been a bit challenging getting a role. So I believe this is a good program and platform to help me get real experience and upskill so that I can, you know, fit in very well in the work in future employment roles. So yeah, I've learned a lot and have upskilled in several ways. My technology skills with JAWS, using different office tools. I've had an upskilling in working with Teams, using the Outlook very efficiently and in various aspects of work life. So it's been very exciting and rewarding.
How have you found applying for jobs in the past, Abire? Have you felt that there have been difficulties or challenges along the way?
Yeah, there have been challenges. Getting to the place of employment, I've had several, like, working here in RNIB has boosted my confidence, you know, knowing that it's a very inclusive environment where your visual impairment is not a barrier and you're welcome and they see your skills and importance and enable you to contribute, you know, to the workplace. So it's been challenging, but yeah, this placement has helped me, you know, boost my confidence and I'll be able to continue looking for employment.
Hadija, what kind of support has RNIB been able to offer Abire since starting the placement?
Being a policy lead is a very kind of interesting role because you have to have a lot of expertise in a specific area. But when Abire came to us and she said to me that she didn't want to just learn about the problems that blind and partially sighted people face, but the solutions that could be that could address them, I knew that this, you know, she'd be perfect for this policy role. It was more about, for us, trying to find some, you know, what is Ibiri's expertise, which was very easy actually because of her PhD, which was related to renewable energy and cost of energy. We were actually able to match her really easily to certain specific policy areas, which actually within RNIB, we haven't always had the capacity to deal with ourselves. So it was great to actually get a fresh set of eyes on that and actually her to lend all of her knowledge to it. And then basically what we did was start to work on how do we turn your knowledge into policy work and outcomes. So we looked to do things like creating a top line view on collating all different research together and bringing that together into sort of coherent so that everybody else can look at it and understand the policy area with you. And Ibiri's also done a pen portrait of her experience with cost of energy. So I think that was it for us, really. It was how do we turn all of your knowledge into policy skills? I think the other sort of different aspect that Ibiri's been doing while she's with us is, as she said, technology training, because, you know, access to technology and having those crucial assistive technology skills is so important, but you don't really get the opportunity to learn those things unless you're in employment, because it's so hard to gain those skills out, you know, just in the, from the voluntary sector, for example. So I think those have been, and it's just been wonderful having her in the team, because, you know, we meet her every morning in the policy check-in, and it's just so friendly, just another lovely person, and just a really thoughtful, considerate person as well, both personally and then, you know, in her work as well. It's been amazing.
And are there ongoing assessments and check-ins done throughout the placement?
Yeah, so Ibiri's been working with our HR team on that as well, so more around the kind of personal and professional development side of things. So looking at how you were feeling prior to the placement and then during and then post the placement as well. And I think there will be some ongoing support post this internship too, so that, the next 6 months, Ibiri will have support too.
How have you found that support, Ibiri?
Yes, it has made a difference. Like I've mentioned, I've upskilled in particularly in technology aspects that you don't find everywhere. So it's really been helpful. I've upskilled in that area and also in the work I do, policy analysis. You know, it's quite different analyzing frameworks from, you know, a study point of view and, you know, coming into the practical aspect of, you know, how these policies are made and, you know, improve the lives of people. So it's really been amazing.
Mike, how have you found taking part in the See Work Differently scheme? Would you recommend it to other employers?
I would definitely recommend it to other employers. Right from the start, we've had really great support from the See Work Differently team and the HR team, right through from the recruitment and support with the interview process, and then the support that Ibiri's got through IT training and the evaluation we just spoke about. So it's been a really positive experience for us, and in fact, to such a level that we are going to have another policy assistant coming to join our team in a few weeks. So it's a really valuable program.
What do you think that taking part has given you, Ibiri? Do you think your experience at this placement will help you with your employment journey in the future?
Yes, I think so. I know so. It will help me. I've gained valuable skills that are transferable that I can use in my future employment. Yes.
And what would you say to people maybe thinking about taking part in a See Work Differently placement? Would you recommend it?
Yes, I would recommend it for blind persons that, you know, are looking to upskill their skill, looking for, you know, to gain employment. I recommend it for them to, you know, come on board. Yeah, because you're going to learn a lot that will help you, you know, get the employment that you so desire in future.
Mike, for potential participants in the See Work Differently scheme, where's the best place to find more information for employers or for participants?
I think any employer could go to the See Work Differently employment part of our website or call the helpline and they will put you in touch with the See Work Differently team.
Mike Wordingham, Head of Policy for RNIB, Hadija Raza, RNIB Policy Lead, and Ibiri Helen Jumbo, Policy Assistant with RNIB. Thanks to you all for joining us and sharing your experiences of the See Work Differently programme here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.